Is there anything about Holt that maybe surprised you, that perhaps Ricciardo didn't prepare you for? You were like, this is odd. I'm not sure about this.
Oh, he prepared me for everything.
Everything? Primed you? Interview preparation?
Yeah. No, but because, you know, it's a big deal when you're starting a new chapter, you're going to study, right, at a business school or at any school or anything like that. So, of course, before starting it, I was so excited. And this was the only thing I wanted to talk about, probably. And he was really happy to talk about it. He's always really happy to share his experience. And then it's like, oh, and how is this going to be? Oh, and how is this going to be? And yeah, we've pretty much talked about everything.
I mean, his experience must have been really positive then. If he meets someone who later on becomes his partner and he decides, yeah, they'd be a great fit for this. What I've done, I want to share this with other people. So does he talk about Holt like a lot?
Well, no, not on a daily basis, because again, his experience happened quite a while ago, right?
Yeah.
But when we do talk about something that will bring that up, then he always remembers it in a positive way, in, you know, like how they used to have this great classes and all the fun, and then everybody, and for him, he came to Dubai actually to study at Holt.
Mm.
And so it was his experience in the multicultural environment here for the first time. So I think for him, it was more fresh. So he would always like talk about this.
Yeah.
And how amazing the professors are. Oh my God, Dr. Amanda. I knew her before I came to classes. Like, I knew her because he told me about her.
You had the same professor, Dr. Amanda.
At the moment when Ricciardo was studying, Dr. Amanda was the dean, actually.
She was the dean when he was studying. And when you were there, what was she teaching? What was her?
She was teaching Leading with Personal Impact. It was our first course. And then it was Data and Decisions. So data analytics course.
What was her full name, just in case we need to?
Dr. Amanda Neiman-Peters.
Neiman-Peters, Dr. Amanda Neiman-Peters. And this is a glowing recommendation from a former EMBA student and a current one.
Yeah, and a current EMBA student. She is a star, yeah.
Star of the show. She's been a standout in your whole experience. Would it not be the same without her, you don't think?
Well, you know, it would have been great anyway, but I think she gave us such a fantastic start, because it was the first course we were taking was Leading with Personal Impact, and she was teaching it. And the second course, so it was just the beginning when you're getting to know the school and when you're getting to know what is going to happen, how studying will be. And, you know, executive MBAs are people who haven't studied for a while. So for them, it's like a change, you know. And then she just gives you this fountain of joy. I swear, the amount of energy is really remarkable. So yeah, I think she was a perfect person to start it, because it was like,